Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Special counsel John Durham has finally uncovered the horrible truth. A bombshell crime worthy of the title treason.
This is the greatest single political scandal in American history. This is the greatest single abuse of power that we have ever seen.
Hillary, Laura Collins, Daily Mail, did you pay to spy on the Trump campaign? When are you going to comment on the spying allegations, Hillary? Did you pay for having spied on?
Let's define it, if we may. Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, with the approval of Vice President Joe Biden, who was in the room when this was all approved, were involved in the use of the full authority of the United States government and the extraordinary capability of our intelligence agencies to spy on, thus launch an investigation to remove a duly elected president of the United States, Donald Trump.
That is treason. That is treason against the people, against the republic. That's about as big a crime as you can commit.
The fact that it has been immediately either ignored entirely or propagandized into oblivion actually reveals the level of fake news masquerading as American journalism.
If we're hacking here, there should be people going to jail if somebody actually intruded into the White House.
Like what the Russians did to Hillary Clinton, for instance.
And right is feasting on this.
This makes no sense. This is grist for the mill for Fox News to go out and further gum up the works, to create a whole lot of noise about nothing.
And it's an effort to change the subject from the investigation to January 6th. That's another element of this story.
It's news about the Durham investigation. Does the president have any concerns about a candidate for president using computer experts to infiltrate computer systems of competing candidates, or even the president-elect, to use for the goal of creating a narrative? Is that something that...
Is that something I can't speak to from this podium? So I refer you to the Department of Justice.
Is what was described in that report, monitoring internet traffic, is that spying?
Again, I can't speak to that report. I refer you to the Department of Justice.
But will the American people buy it this time? Even though Hillary Clinton's lackeys are clearly tied to a massive criminal act, putting the citizens of the United States' national security in harm's way after sabotaging the secure servers of the executive office of a duly elected sitting president of the United States.
Democrat paid operatives illegally hacked their political opponents' communications during a presidential campaign and then did it again to a sitting president. Your reaction to what we learned this morning?
And when you look at Durham's pleadings in the Michael Sussman case, you know, he is basically laying out a case of where a number of laws have been broken by the Clinton campaign and where people are being protected by Sussman's lawyers. In fact, the pleading is about trying to convince Michael Sussman and the court that he's not being well served by his own lawyers because they're, in fact, protecting the Clinton campaign and others in the allegations of their bias. Durham has in evidence of compromising of computer systems in an attempt to try to basically frame the president of the United States as having Russia ties. This is where government is being used, where information that's political opposition research that is false is trying to be placed into the government, into the FBI, into to undertake criminal investigations that are absolutely false. This is a whole new level of corruption and is of grave concern. And it doesn't matter which side of the aisle this is, everyone should be outraged and everyone should want to get to the bottom of this.
But are you going to make sure to get to the bottom of it? Congressman, I've got to tell you, people are sick and tired of things like this happening with absolutely no accountability.
Why is it that we always need to shift the levers of power in order for criminal politicians and their families to face prosecution, if they face that at all? How long before Democrats literally get away with the murder of conservatives based on their stranglehold of power? Oh, wait.
Also, prosecutors say they won't charge a police officer who shot and killed a San Diego woman.
John Bound reporting.
Yep, January 6th is about outlawing opposition to this criminal Chi-Com back takeover.
Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality storable foods at PrepareWithAlex.com will end. That's 25% off already the lowest prices you're going to find on high-quality storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you go to PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high-quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks, but we're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs to have storable food to be prepared, so become self-sufficient now with the best high-quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got one of the hero doctors who for almost 2 years have been exposing this whole tyranny for what it is, Dr. Lee Merritt, joining us here in just a few minutes. But I wanted to play a clip of this because this has had millions of views on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, but it's been taken down. They're now suspending accounts that share it, and they're now not letting people actually even share the link. We showed you that yesterday, but Dr. Roger Hodgkinson is a medical specialist in pathology, graduate of Cambridge University, and a fellow of the College of American Pathologists. That's what the coroners are, too, that they know what is causing you to get sick or die. And the Royal College of Physicians and Surgeons of Canada. He's got a long pedigree. I'm not going to get to it here. The point is, we've seen him for over a year and a half speaking out, and he points out you're violating the Nuremberg Code. Doctors that go with big tech and big pharma and the media, you are complicit. This is real, folks. This is happening, and this video is being censored, so I wanted to play this again because they don't want this out. There's this declaration of them being put on notice by a leading pathologist that, again, figures out what's causing disease and death. That's what pathologists do. Here it is.
The science is settled. There's an overwhelming consensus that nothing worked. Nothing could work, nothing did work, and nothing will work. That includes the vaccinations, which are not just unnecessary, experimental, untested, and are actually killing people. I want to take this moment to point a finger directly at the principal cause of why we're all here today. And it's not the government. No, it's us physicians who have been intimidated by our colleges, both provincially and internationally. If physicians had not been intimidated by the very body that's supposed to protect you from me, if they'd been allowed to speak their mind without the threat of losing their income and their positions, then an individual patient, such as you and me, in a closed examining room, would have been told the truth. The truth. They have been denied that ability to do that. We have had that for centuries. The two principal medical ethics have been trampled on by this government. First, do no harm, and informed consent. First, do no harm is being trampled on. Yes. The mandates have killed, as we've heard, more people, many more people than they've saved. But informed consent, I would put it to you, how can you give informed consent if you are not informed? And you have been denied information intentionally by the colleges that are supposed to protect you. So I say this, putting a point on it. The colleges of physicians and surgeons across this country and internationally are co-conspirators with government in state-sanctioned murder. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the enemies of freedom don't want that video out. Dr. Lee Merritt is here. I'm going to go over her whole bio, but she began her career at the age of 4, carrying her father's black bag on House halls along the back roads of Iowa. In 1980, she graduated from the University of Rochester, New York, a Rochester School of Medicine and Dentistry in New York, where she was elected to life membership in the Alpha Omega Alpha Honor Society. Dr. Merritt completed her orthopedic surgery residency at the United States Navy and served 9 years as a Navy physician and surgeon before returning to Rochester, where she was the only woman to be appointed as the Lewis A. Goldstein Fellow of Spinal Surgery. And then the whole bio goes on from there. I'm not going to read the whole thing. We know what she's done. She's a great lady, and she's been there day one warning what's happening. And she wants to get into Ottawa. She wants to get into the small window of opportunity before vax deaths kick in. 5G collaboration of DARPA and MIT, ISN Institute for Soldier Nanotechnologies, and more. This is the transhumanist revolution we are facing, a transhumanist rape of humanity. So, Dr. Lee Merritt, thank you so much for joining us. TheMedicalRebel.com. TheMedicalRebel.com is where they find your great work. Wow, where do you want to start? There's so much to cover.
Well, I don't know. There is a lot to cover, and I have to say, of course, all eyes are on Ottawa. And, you know, in spite of us, many of us speaking out from, like you said, really very early, saying this could be a sterilizing agent. This has got synthetic DNA. You're taking synthetic DNA or RNA into your body. You know, we said all these bad things, but that didn't get anybody's attention, really. I mean, compared to what it took truckers in Ottawa to get the world to really suddenly wake up to the tyranny that's going on here. And, you know, God love the truckers, but I think it's interesting right now that we're in a situation that's kind of Davos versus the truckers. And so nobody's going to back down. And we're going to win when Trudeau becomes a verb, you know, as in I'm going to listen to my constituents because I don't want to be Trudeau'd. I think that's going to be a sign when things start turning around. But we're in a dangerous spot here. To me, I've been trying to, you know, think this out about situational awareness of where we are. But the real problem here is we're not out of the devastation that these non-vaccines, these are called viral-based genetic therapies, but nobody would take of genetic therapy, so they had to call them vaccines. You know, we've just started to see the death and destruction here, sadly. So we're in a situation where, I mean, let's just think about it. They say now that 75 to 95% of our military has been vaccinated. You know, all our first responders, our medical people, they're still taking the stupid stuff, even though they can see, you know, videos of people dropping over. I can't believe anybody is still
running. Our critical infrastructure has been strategically taken out.
Yeah, I think so. And it's interesting. You know that they know what's going on. There are people that know what's going on, but it's all about optics. Like in Boston, I thought this was kind of funny, and if it weren't so tragic, you know, you still have to be vaccinated to go to a sporting event, but they're not forcing people to be vaccinated that are the big athletes, because it's too obvious when they drop over. So
well, that's right. That's right. I mean, they're not making the Ottawa police or the federal police take it.
Yeah. Yeah, now, yeah, which makes you wonder who they are. And that's my point, is our military is somewhere between 75% and 95% vaccinated. Who knows?
And by the way, I've talked to hundreds of them, including personal friends. They've had hundreds of shots. They've never been this sick. I talked to medical doctors in the Army. I had a Green Beret in here a month ago. He said, I've got half my mind I used to have. He said it's got brain fog now.
Yeah, it's not going away necessarily. I mean, I think there are things we can do. I don't want people to be...
mitigation. You're talking about that today, mitigation.
Yeah, I think there are some things we can do to mitigate it. But at the end of the day, you know, it's people have to... You have to realize there's a problem. I mean, first of all, we should realize, somebody in the military should have realized, the Chinese and Russians aren't taking this. Their armies are not taking this stuff.
Even Red State had an article last week I meant to cover, like, why isn't China or Russia taking it? Obviously, yeah.
Obviously. I mean, this was a very, they created, and again, this was created, I said this last time I was there, this is a toxic nanoparticle. It was created in multiple labs. It was released on the world somehow. We can argue how, that part we don't know for sure still, or I don't. But then they ran a very planned and sophisticated psychological operation on everybody. And they used false testing and classic psychological techniques. So they got everybody in the world that was glued to a TV. The good news is there are areas in the world where people don't watch TV, so they didn't get the virus. But the people that were subjected to the PSYOP got scared, and they ran out, and they did less due diligence than if they'd been buying a used car, and they got these vaccines, and they're continuing to get the vaccines. You know, so you've got a bunch of billions of people around the world that are at risk from these things, and they're not really vaccines. We know what they are. The FDA and the pharmaceutical companies know what they are. They're called viral-based genetic therapies. They were designed to be genetic and cancer therapies, and they do get into your genome. I mean, that's MIT has shown that. Other people now, other researchers have shown that. We're in real trouble, and that hasn't stopped. You know, the British, I think it's the Office of National Statistics, has shown that they have, what is it? They think that there's 5%, I think, in any case, monthly degradation of people's immune system. And now what
that's
are
right,
we hearing?
That's right. Once, what is it, 6 months in, then it just starts going downhill from there. Stay there, doctor. We're going to come back and lay it all out. Small window of opportunity before vax death kicks in. It's already happening. Way more deaths last year than the year before. Way more now than the year before as well. It's exponential. This is horrible. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Fanelli.
Clips of her a year and a half ago saying this is a synthetic, lab-made, nanotech spike protein of the HIV virus. She said it's on record. Now it's been confirmed. And just a few weeks ago, we had the head of Pfizer come out and say, oh, we made the virus in the lab off a scan of the other viruses. So it's beyond gain of function. Here he is talking about it.
What information are you expecting to get over the next couple weeks, both from within, you know, Pfizer and BioNTech and also from around the world? We saw the South Africa data last night. We know that academic labs everywhere are working on this. How will you make that decision about whether those three doses are enough or if you do need to switch to that Omicron specific vaccine, which we understand you started working on already and could have by March?
Yes. The data that we received are data that we got from what we call pseudovirus. So it's not the real virus. It is a virus that we have constructed in our labs, and it is identical with the Omicron virus. This is a very well-known study.
So it's their revolution, just like in 2019 Fauci was on C-SPAN. They said, we're going to release a virus from China, blow up the existing system, bring them an MNRA revolution, and now they've got, HIV mRNA systems. Dr. Lee Merritt, continuing where you left off here about where all of this is going, such a historic moment as the world awakens to this, but still the system moves forward against this. How did you know almost 2 years ago this was a synthetic virus? Because they now admit that.
I know, and you know they knew it, and people in science knew it, because what happened was an article came out, and it was published on January 31st, 2020, by Prashant Pradhan and his group in Delhi, India. And what they showed was that in every sequence that was uploaded to the gene bank from purportedly sick people in China, people that they thought had COVID, in every one of these sequences, in the S1 subunit of the spike protein, and keep in mind, you don't need a big 30,000 base pair virus. All you need is this little S1 subunit, which is easily manipulable in a lab, okay? 181 base pairs. And within that, they found four inserts. And those four inserts were what they call 100% conserved, meaning they didn't vary from specimen to specimen, whereas the other parts of this thing did. And when they ran those inserts through the BLAST program, which is a program that we have to look at to identify genetic sequences, it showed they came from HIV, the human immunodeficiency virus associated with AIDS. Now, these inserts didn't exist in nature. They weren't in any other specimen of so-called coronavirus. They weren't in SARS. They weren't in MERS. This is the first time they showed up. There were four of them. They didn't vary. I mean, you can't make this up. And then I knew it was correct immediately, because on the next day, on February 1st, they were forced to withdraw the paper. And not only were they forced to withdraw the paper, but I think it was Zero Hedge, which is not even a medical journal, economic journal online, they were deplatformed for reporting on this highly technical genetic article. And I thought, what is going on here? This is now crazy. This is like the military pilot dictum that when you start catching big flak, you're over a big, big target they don't want you to take down. And I realized right then, that's a big target. They don't want to admit this was made in a lab. Of course they don't, because that makes it a bioweapon.
Now I've got all these articles where people are saying the COVID vaccine, scientists are, is turning off the killer T's. I know HIV attacks the T lymphocyte that programs the killer T's, but it's basically they're calling it vaccine AIDS or VADES.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's complicated, and I don't think it's just from these inserts. This is a little bit above my pay grade in genetics and immunology and things. But if you listen to Luc Montagnier, who died sadly this week, but at age 89, but was a great scientist.
That was a Nobel Prize winner. He isolated HIV.
Right. But not only did he do that, but he was an honest, independent scientist because he had the courage in 1990 to go to an AIDS meeting in San Francisco and say, you know, guys, I was wrong. HIV by itself doesn't damage T cells and can't be the cause of AIDS. It might be a cofactor, but there's other things going on here. So he had the courage to speak out against the narrative.
That's
and,
right.
Of course, the big juggernaut of economics surrounding HIV and the whole Fauci cabal here came crashing down on his head. But he continued to be an independent scientist.
And that's a key point people forget, Doctor, that Fauci was involved in all the weird AIDS stuff and the bad treatments, just like Remdesivir today. He was pushing AZT and things where the cure was worse than the disease.
It's kind of the same crowd. I mean, it really is the same crowd. And the same people researching it. You look at people, they're involved in multiple organisms, including now we're hearing these little, you know, like little drops about Marburg, which we can talk about. But back to the immune compromise. You know, there are other things that are in here. And, of course, the beauty of an emergency use authorization is you don't have to tell people what's in it. You don't have to tell people. You know, Albert Bourla can create these things with BioNTech CEO, and they can put this stuff out, and they don't have to tell doctors anything. And that's why the inserts are blank, and now they're even leaving them out. But they have to tell you just the part that is for which they're claiming efficacy. So they claim that this thing is going to produce the spike protein of SARS-CoV-2, and it's going to produce, as they know, trillions of copies of this. Now, if we accede to the notion that this original spike protein was manipulated in a lab with these inserts, and that it's a deadly toxin, they claim, oh, you don't want to get sick with this. Three or four of those things in your nose can kill you. But they just produced a vaccine, a so-called vaccine. They're going to inject into your children, into your six-month-old. It's going to produce trillions of copies of that spike protein. That is the bioweapon they're producing in you. How can we not say that? Okay, so.
And it's hidden in plain view that that's an extremely toxic, cancerous thing. Wow.
Right, and the video you just played of the doctor in Canada speaking out, he's exactly right. This wasn't, and this was brought to us by our universities. Unfortunately, our establishment medicine, the highest and brightest guys among us, they had to know. My state university has a patent on the H2 pathway and RNA technology around coronavirus. I mean, a lot of people involved around the world in creating this stuff and in using it. It's not clear, it's clear that it was man-made and it's being covered up. And I will just make this historical point. You know, I always used to look at, and I love my, I loved, I've lived in a university a lot of my life, you know, so I'm not against universities, but we have to make this point. The problem here was not to you, brought to you by your local family doctor. Just like in World War II, I used to think Mengele must be the bottom of his medical school class, you know, some kind of, you know, bottom runner. No, actually, he was an MD, PhD. He was at the top of his medical school class, and he was being funded by the Kaiser Wilhelm Medical School and Medical Research Arm when he was doing the experiments at Auschwitz. We need to keep in mind that just because you have titles behind your name and you're a big, big guy in your specialty, you're saying the right things, not necessarily true.
Well said. Dr. Lee Merritt, stay there. We'll come back and talk about this and so much more. Now we fight back against this trade ahead. Stay with us.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, great reset combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes their their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandup video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The front lines of the information war is Alex Jones.
Obviously, I don't say this to impress people. I don't say it to build up our status in the world. I say it because it's the truth, and I want victory against this evil. InfoWars is one of the most important organizations. Our listening audience of activists are the most important people in the world. And we are facing a new type of war. A scientific war against humanity. But the great news is it's been the doctors and the scientists and the researchers that have been the front line of exposing that. So Dr. Lee Merritt, medical doctor, is here with us. She's been there from the very beginning, warning of what was coming and been dead on. And I appreciate her joining us. You can find her great information at themedicalrebel.com. Themedicalrebel.com. I want you to get into the small window of opportunity before vax deaths kick in, then 5G, which in the studies we know creates COVID-like symptoms, and the collaboration of DARPA and MIT
and the ISN Institute for Soldier Nanotechnologies. Please lay that out for us, Doctor.
Well, yeah, and I think that when I said, I wasn't joking when I said this is Davos versus the truckers. So, you know, the people running this show, it's not just about the virus or the COVID takedown. You know, these guys also figured that they had, you know, the airwaves were theirs and they owned the, you know, they could control the hospitals. We've seen that, which is shocking to most of us in medicine, how well they've been able to do that to commit this democide, basically. And they've put their leaders in positions of power. I mean, look at Trudeau. You know, he's like the turtle on the post that nobody knows how he got there. Well, he got there through the WEF. So he's one of those global, you know, there are a bunch of them, Macron, that have been Bojo. They've all trained with the WEF. So this has been going on in the background for a long period of time. But what they didn't count on, the fact is they don't, right now, they don't control the ability for people to transport goods and services. It's the truckers and the people on the ground actually doing things. The problem here is we're getting word now from Australia that they feel there were directed energy weapons used against the crowd in Canberra. Now, that's a whole nother level of evil, this 5G ability and, this is not just sci-fi. Anybody that wants to go, this is why I bring up the nanotechnology area and DARPA. You can't read about this 5G on DARPA anymore, although you could at the outbreak of COVID. Interesting. They've scrubbed it. But, you know, 5G was created as a denial of access weapon. It was used for crowd control. It was created to, you know, it interacts pick the right frequency and the right power, and it resonates with helical structures. So it can fragment your DNA, but it can also interact with your hair follicles. And that's what they used it for. We used it. Our military has used this in like Baghdad Green Zone, I think, and some places around the world to get people out of the crowd. And what happens is you turn it on, it resonates with your hair follicle. It makes you feel like your whole skin's on fire. Now, I'm not saying it was that particular technology, but something.
No, but you're right. I mean, I remember stuff 20 years ago, DARPA working on using cell towers for crowd control. I mean, this is real stuff.
This is real stuff. And now, you know, what do we have? In my little town, 1,400 people, we have now the new 5G lampposts all over. I just noticed them. I have one outside my bedroom window, essentially.
This is full spectrum dominance. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I heard years ago, I thought she was a little crazy at the time, but I heard years ago about, it's a physics PhD person that worked at CERN. And she was saying, when these things get into place, it will be like having an AK-47 on every tree, in the forest, on every lamppost in the city.
Because they can resonate them however they want.
Yep. Yeah, they can tune this. I mean, yes, it can be used harmlessly or reasonably harmlessly, but not completely. And keep in mind, we're electrical beings. There's a lot of history.
By the way,
here
there have
about
been engineers in the UK, and I checked with engineers. They looked at 5G. They put those points on them where they can energize them and use them as particle beams, and no one even knows that, and just fry drivers as they go down the street.
Right? They're targetable. And you know, and the other thing is, just on a more lesser obvious level, electromagnetic frequencies can create symptoms that are completely identical to what we call COVID. They can cause lung inflammation, brain fog. Look at the Havana syndrome. They can do all sorts of things.
So is that what we're seeing in the more dense areas like New York and places? Because I mean, you're right. The CIA is so worried about Havana syndrome. Well, okay. If you look at it, people are seeing this all over the place.
Right. I think it's happening, you know, and I don't take care of a ton of people anymore. But when I was still treating people for COVID, and myself included, I can tell you this. One of the things that seems to be a symptom of people that are more sensitive to electromagnetic frequencies, when they have a problem, they get pink urine. It has to do with the biochemistry of your porphyrin, how you make hemoglobin. And just like some people have an enzyme system that isn't robust and they can get gout, other people have an enzyme system that apparently isn't robust. It has to do with your building of hemoglobin, and it's more sensitive to damage from EMF. So for whatever that means, I started seeing people that had, first of all, they'd already had what looked like COVID, and now they're getting sick again in the city, coincident with 5G being turned on in their neighborhood, and they're having
people. Globalists love the joke that we're holding a microwave device up to our head, frying ourselves.
Right, they can joke about it all they want, but there's, you know, this, the same disinformation about this is the disinformation about cigarettes. You know, how, oh, there's no evidence that cigarettes cause lung cancer. There's no evidence. They told us for decades that that was all just, you know, coincidental. There's a lot of coincidental disease about this thing, too. I mean, it's just all coincidental.
Oh, yeah, cigarettes aren't connected to cancer, though they knew and suppressed it. I remember 5 years ago, Wired Magazine had a big report with studies. 5G causes cancer. But suddenly, all that cut off. No reporting on it.
Right. That's exactly right. And there is a great video online by Dr. Devra. Me saying this now, it'll probably get cut down. But Dr. Devra was an EPA physician, maybe the chief medical physician for the EPA at one time. But she actually had a great lecture to the combined departments of engineering and medicine in New Zealand or Australia. And you can still find it on the Internet. It's worth looking at because she debunks, she shows how the same disinformation about cigarettes and about secondary smoke and about various different things are involved with this. And we see this, you know, we see this over and over. I mean, people thought we were crazy worrying about fluoride. And I have a lot of family history around the science of fluoride. I'm telling you, it's not crazy to worry about fluoride. There are lots of these things and there's a common theme. They damage your immune system. And they damage your neurologic system. So,
but even Harvard has studies looking at 25 studies a decade ago that it lowers IQ, lowers fertility, lowers sperm counts plunging. I mean, we're seriously sick. There's no doubting that.
Right, right. And it's getting, we're getting, for the first time, even before this all broke out, for the first time, we had a decrease in our life expectancy in America. You know, it had been increasing and increasing and increasing, and then it decreased. And that's not a small point, because it means that we're being faced with a lot of things hitting us, and toxins are a big one. I'm doing a talk on this coming up. It's on fluoride, and, you know, it's a big one. Bromide is a big one. It's interesting that after World War II, a lot of this started. You know, the pharmaceutical, IG Farben was the biggest pharmaceutical company, chemical conglomerate in the world prior to World War II. Their CEO helped fund Hitler. And after World War II, during Project Paperclip, a bunch of those chemists came over here. You know, I'm not, you know, you make that what you will. But subsequently, things have happened, such as we used to stabilize our wheat, our flour for breaking bread. We used to stabilize it with iodine, which is a good halogen. That's a good halide. But what do we stabilize it with it now? Bromine. Bromine is toxic. It's toxic to your brain. It's, you know, we call, there's a disease called bromism. It's like depression and psychiatric problems. And it's toxic to your thyroid. It makes you, you know, it can give you congenital abnormalities due to thyroid.
So they're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the bread, everything. All right. Dr. Lee Merritt is on fire. Final segment with her straight ahead. Is it too late to turn this back? We'll talk to her about this, folks. This is Life and Death Information. Find her website at themedicalrebel.com. We'll be right back.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These people having seizures, collapsing, some cases dying after they take these shots. Again, the establishment doesn't want this seen. That's why they're censoring everything. And this whole attack, as bad as it is a test, in my mind, from my research of what's coming next. I'll see what Dr. Merritt thinks about that statement, but first, here it is.
Diese Impfpflicht zu abschalten, wenn sie nötig ist, ist das dann nicht viel
zu so, wir
müssen uns und ja.
A polícia militar foi chamada na zona rural de Ribeirão Vermelho. Sabe por quê? Olha,
I don't mean to brag, I don't care, but I want you to know, double-vaxxed, booster, flu shot, and I'm going to be honest, I have the shingles shot too. Never got COVID, clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously. So nice, so nice.
If you're Donald Trump, I don't care if you're Bill Gates, I don't care who you are. You come at children with experimental Nuremberg Code violating vaccines that you broke the law to ram through. You are a terrorist in league with Joseph Mengele 2.0.
We have a player down on the court. We'll try to get more information.
Johnson taken out on a stretcher and rushed to local Tallahassee Memorial Hospital.
Leading cardiologist says cluster of collapses in footballers likely to be just a coincidence. A terrible coincidence at that, but just a coincidence. Yes, just a coincidence.
Really need to get vaccinated.
Get vaccinated.
Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just right. Get your damn vaccine.
Dr. Lee Merritt, in the 10 minutes we have, or 9 minutes we have in closing, is there a way to stop this closing window of opportunity to stop the vaccine death kicking in? And where does all this go? Because I've got a Harvard study out here where they're admitting that it's causing little boys to have heart attacks and die when they take the shot. I mean, this is just insane.
Yeah, well, I know, and they're actually putting in medication now into the children's vaccine that helps to stop them from having...
Yeah, how crazy is they put an anti-heart attack drug, because it's emergency, no one has to approve it, so, oh, we don't put saline solution, we put a heart attack drug in, and it's exactly, it's crazy.
And they've got programs that make it sound like it's normal. That yes, children die of heart attacks too. It's hard to watch those videos. It's sad. And people, you know, when that comedian fell, they thought that she was just making this up. It was part of the joke. No, she fractured her skull. And if you watch her and you watch these other people, they're having a sudden neurologic insult. I mean, their eyes become unfocused and they can't speak. Suddenly they lose their speech and then they fall. So it's not made up. This is for real. So yeah, can we get out of this? Well, we better do it right now. That's what I'm saying. I think there's a closing window of opportunity. And we can't let the truckers lose. That's number one. Because if the truckers lose, it sends a signal to the big boys that are running this show that all they have to do is just wait us out. You know, we're past that. I think you can deny deny reality, but you can't deny the consequences of reality, like these people have done. You know, some people even after having vaccinated their child and having the child having a side effect, still say, yeah, but I still believe in it. I'm getting my other children vaccinated, because they've been so brainwashed by this idea is, oh, this is just a few people. It's not just a few people. And that's why I think that big study that came out of the insurance company out of Indiana and the ONS that shows all-cause mortality up in 2021, the year of the vaccine, by 42%. That we've never seen before. That's like a 13 sigma event. It's not normal. So something really bad is going on.
That was my next question. This even ended up on Fox. Fox called and confirmed a consortium of major insurance companies, $100 billion under management, and now Yale and Harvard and Princeton, they're all confirming 40-plus percent death increase in 18 to 64, the working age. That wasn't that big in World War II. This is the biggest in U.S. history. I mean, you can't hide real numbers like that.
You know, when Michael Eden said they're trying to kill billions of us, and I said this is an extinction-level event, we weren't exaggerating. This is a potential really world... Even if we get out of it with just those people injured, it's a world-changing, life-changing event we're experiencing. But so what do people need to do? Well, again, the people that have been vaccinated need to recognize the problem and do something to help themselves. We can't help people that don't want to help themselves, but there are some things we can do. I recommend, you know, I've got a whole thing on my website about vaccine remorse. Here's some things we think can help. Another thing I think we need to do is that every time one person speaks up, it encourages somebody else to speak up. They want us to think, yeah, I love that, by the way. I persuaded over 900 people to drink my Kool-Aid. And Fauci's saying amateur. And I get sent these memes, and so I put a favorite one up every week. It's sadly true that that's what's going on. Every time somebody speaks up, they encourage somebody else. They want us to think we're all separated, but there are a lot of us speaking out. And what did we also learn just now from Ottawa? These guys control a lot of things. Don't give up your cash. These are part of your readiness, even medical readiness.
Oh, exactly. The whole rollout is about a world ID, getting rid of cash. They control a social credit score. They admit it. This is a planetary takeover. And if we recognize it as that, we can beat it. We're designed to win wars. But we have to, as you said earlier at the start of the show, start of the hour, we have to admit we're under attack. We have to admit we're in a war.
That's exactly right. Think about who dies early on in the war. It's the people with lack of situational awareness. You know, people in Sarajevo, that the war broke out over their heads overnight. They went from being a first-class, world-class city. They got up in the morning, thought they were going to the place to get a little cappuccino, and then they got hit by a stray round. I mean, you can't be ignorant now of what's going on. We need to take action. And I think the next step is everybody that's cooperating with the enemy needs to stop. If you're working for Merck or you're working for Pfizer, think about where you are. If you're a doctor or a nurse and you're pushing these vaccines, these non-vaccines, these genetic agents, quit doing it. Because let me tell you, when this comes down, we're not going to give up. And when this comes down and people realize how many of their family members have been killed or maimed by this program, they're not going to look. They're already looking askance at the hospitals. Let me just be honest. They're not looking favorably at hospitals. And you don't want to be there.
Doctor, I totally agree with you. We're not looking for war, but we have been really just trying to warn people in a position of trying to stop this. But once civilization breaks down, there'll be no way they're going to stop the millions of people who lost their daughters and sons and mothers and fathers. I mean, the globalists, I think they know now, though. They wanted to do this by stealth. They thought it would work. They miscalculated, like you said an hour ago. I mean, is there any way to give the globalists an armistice or to give them a, like Napoleon goes to Alba? Is there a way to reach out to them and say stop? Because the weaker they get, the more they double down. I don't want to kill them. I don't want a conflict. I want them to stop. But it just doesn't seem like they can.
It doesn't seem like they can. But we can stop, again, Eichmann didn't run Auschwitz. He just designed the train system. If there weren't people doing the little jobs that made it run, it wouldn't run. We have to stop the machine that's bringing
it. I totally agree.
We've
got to reach out to all the bureaucrats, the police, the military, and say, do not be, look, fools, do not be part of this.
Right. I'd really, you know, that's what I, having spent 10 years in the military, I have and my life in medicine, I am just absolutely shocked at what's going on. I mean, I think our military leaders have been captured. They're not thinking about this in a military way, and that's their job, is, you know, to think about bioweapons, to think about unrestricted, uncharacteristic warfare. And
They're obviously compromised.
But the people that are the mid-level field grade officers, the enlisted guys, the guys that do the job, come on, guys, wake up. Do not participate in this. Policemen, really? You know, you saw some of these policemen in Ottawa and in Australia especially. I couldn't believe what they were doing to their own people. Don't they realize they're coming after your children, too? We really have to stop them cooperating, and I think that's where this goes next.
But you agree, Doc, that overall it's not going like the globalists wanted. As negative as things are, it seems like it's falling apart for the system.
Well, I think they wanted to have this be deadly, but they wanted a slow bioweapon, a slow kill bioweapon. And too many people dropped over in the acute phase, and it made them look bad. And now they're scrambling. It's like the assassin. You don't want the guy to drop over right in front of you. You want to be two blocks away when he's
I agree. Stay there. 2 minutes to five more minutes with us, Dr. Lee Merritt. Straight ahead. We'll give you her website. Everybody should visit and share it, ladies and gentlemen. It's a revolutionary act to share this URL, themedicalrebel.com, themedicalrebel.com. Don't forget, band.video. Well, that's band. To share. So now it's freeworldnews.tv. Oh, that's banned. So now you share futurenews.news. Oh, that's banned. How about redpilled.news?
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.